So we're doing in the laws of Shema, we're up to chapter 69, we're doing about the laws of Paris al Shema. And we're doing subsection 3, Gimel, Siv Gimel. Yesh Aymerim, there is those that say, Shapoisim al Shema be'arvis kimei b'shachris, that you would do the Parsim and Shema in the evening just like we do in the morning. In the morning we said that if the people didn't hear the Shema, didn't hear the Bracha, they would say Kedusha, they would say just one would just say Baruch Hashem, say half a Kaddish, and he would say Kaddish Baruch, or he would say blessing of the what we call the Haicha Shimon Esrei, Hai Shimon Esrei. Some say that the same thing that happens by Maariv. If you didn't hear Baruch Hu, you would still do the same thing. So that you should do if you didn't hear Baruch Hu, you came in, you died without a minion, and you didn't hear Baruch Hu, so you just do the Baruch Hu on your own. If you have a minion there, then you don't need a minion to daven. You just do the Kaddish and you do the Baruch Hu. So there are some people that say that the evening is the same as well. If you didn't hear Baruch Hu, you would still do, the half a Kaddish. Or actually, in Ashkenaz, they don't even do a half a Kaddish before Baruch Hu at the nighttime. They just start straight with Baruch Hu. But he says, in our communities, in our countries, Medina Seilu, Nogu Lahakil Be'arvis, the tradition is not to, by Arvis, we don't say Baruch Hu over there for this exact reason that I mentioned, Vishen Emrim Kaddish Ba'arvis Kmoi Koydam Baruch Hu, because we don't say Kaddish in the evening before Baruch Hu, so there is no Kaddish over there. Mushum Baruch Hu Bilvad, just to say Baruch Hu, Ein Makpidim Kol Kach, we don't care so much. So if a person missed the shul, missed the davening, or there's many people that missed the davening, you're not going to do Baruch Hu at the nighttime by Ma'ariv. However, in the parentheses it says, if one wants to be stringent about himself, the lifreis ba'arbis. So this parus means to say a part, a portion, prusa, to do it at the night time. He says, ein moichim biyodei, we're not going to protest. You want to do, go ahead, do it. V'tavol lebracha, the blessing come upon him. So it's not as necessary. So even though we had a second opinion before, who says that this is dealing with to say the Peres al Shema is dealing to one leading and yotze everybody, but that's not the regular Peres al Shema. We use the first opinion, we go by that opinion, especially if one is ready to Shema. We're talking about that. So the Peres al Shema really means to say Baruch Hu out loud, or to say Kedusha out loud, to make the Ocha Kedusha. That's what the Peris means, the Peris al Shema. Let's do one more Sif Dalet. Actually, a lengthy one. Let's start it, and then we'll see how it goes. Subsection 4. Mi shalai koshama Kaddishu Baruch Hu Kedusha. Someone who didn't hear Kaddish, didn't hear Baruch Hu, and didn't hear Kedusha, and whatever came in late to shul. Happens sometimes, and then you want to do the Peres al Shema, you want to do make it up, which means say the Kedusha, do it. Or he wants to go down before the Amud, he wants to start a minyan. So even though the shul, there is 10 people already, so he has to look for six who hadn't heard yet. He has to find six people to daven with him. He can't do it. The Hainu Chamisha. He has to find other five people. You can't come into the shul and just start davening by yourself. You need other five people. You need the most of the people should be have not heard. If you want to come to the shul and you want to do the Shema, or you want to that, you need to have six people. You need a majority. You need six people that didn't hear. But yes, there's those that say shafilu tes sheshamu, that even if you have nine people that already heard, mitzarfin lechot shelo yishama, can combine to one who did not hear. Sheyuchal lifreis v'leidit lufnei ateva, he can go ahead and he can do that portion. and he can go before the Amid leader services. Since they are listening to him mentioning a holy matter that he expresses with his mouth, and they respond after him, so he's sanctifying God with 10 people there. So even though he's doing it, what do we do actually? So they have two opinions. To begin with, you should look for 6 people that didn't hear it in order to do it. But and if you can't find 6, so then you can do it on your own. So you can come in and just do the Hoicha Kedusha or do the Kaddish and the Baruch. But according to all opinion, once you have 6 that didn't, you don't need that the person, the one who didn't hear already, should do this by himself, should do the Shema, should do the Kaddish, the Baruch Hu, and the Kedusha by himself. But even one who already heard, you can, even if you davened already, you can go ahead and do these pieces and to pass before the Amid, before him. Just like all mitzvahs which hinge on speech, or hearing, anybody who's obligated, even though he's already fulfilled his obligation, he can still fulfill others' their obligation. He says that they listen to him. One who hears is like saying. So if you are saying it, it's just like the other one saying. So even though you said already, but that's okay because you're saying it for him, and that would be okay. Nevertheless, if the one who didn't hear is expert to do these pieces and to pass before the Amid, who, it's better off that he should do these pieces, and he should pass by the Amid, that he should do lead the services, rather than another person should be paidus and do for him to fulfill his obligation. So if you walk into the minyan and you didn't do it, not a person who already done it shouldn't do it for you. You should do it yourself. As it says in chapter 273 with regards to Kiddush, that even though another person can make Kiddush for you, even if you know how to make your own Kiddush, but better for you, if you know how to make Kiddush, do it yourself. But now the custom is that all the time it will be the mourners that will do the Shema, the person will have a filu shamu, even if they heard. So in other words, if somebody needs to do the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, and the Kaddish, so it will have a mourner do it for them. And even they already heard, and there is another person who didn't heard and knows the v'atzmei, still they give it to the mourners, but he says v'ein minig ze nochin, and that's not a good tradition. Okay, we're in the middle of section 4. We'll pick up from this one next time.